It's Chicon Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story yesterday in the Lakeville Journal, both the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission and Lime Rock Citizens Council now plan to appeal last week's ruling by Connecticut Judge D. Moore that state law prevents the commission from regulating or limiting auto racing on weekends. The commission met an executive session on Friday, February 9th, with their attorney and decided unanimously to re-argue two aspects of the decision. Sivy Burns, a member of the Lime Rock Citizens Council, reported on Monday that the group will support the town in its efforts to preserve the peaceful character of the town. Out of the town of Northeast, a story by Whitney Joseph, the town board took an important step towards ensuring a safer tomorrow at its February 8th meeting when it passed a resolution to become a climate-smart community with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. The pledge states the town of Northeast believes, quote, climate change poses a real and increasing threat to our local and global environments and is primarily due to the burning of fossil fuels, end quote. The Someone Special and Me dance will be held tonight from 6 to 8 at the Center on Main Street in Falls Village. Light snacks and refreshments will be served. A photographer will capture special moments. Formal ties for the men, evening party dresses for the girls, sponsored by the Center on Main. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents Cymbeline by William Shakespeare, directed by Parker Reed. It opens up tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and then February 18th, Sunday, a matinee at 2:30 as a benefit performance at the Walker Auditorium at the Hotchkiss School. Tickets available at the door. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. Noble Horizons presents Energy Saving Lighting Fair on the 17th from 10 until 2, and Climate Change, 5 Reasons to be Optimistic About Our Future at 11 o'clock. More information at noblehorizons.org. The town of Amenia has signups for baseball, Little League, Amenia residents only, and softball on February 17th and February 24th from 10 till 1 at Town Hall, ages 3 through 12 year old. Fees $25 for Amenia residents, $40 for non-Amenia residents. Contact Christine at 845-705-7127. On the 17th in Great Barrington, Monument Valley Middle School, Berkshire-grown Witter Farmers Market, featuring locally grown and produced foods, including fruits and vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, preserved foods, and more. That'll run from 10 until 2. Also on the 17th in Falls Village, it's back, Midwinter's Night in the Village. The D.M. Hunt Library brings back its popular midwinter fundraiser. Warm up with music, poetry, comedy, games, hors d'oeuvres, home-baked treats, wine and beer, and more. That runs from 5 till 8 p.m. The Cornwall Library presents Dancing Under the Stars, a night of great food and dancing, with music by Bob Parker's Jive by Five Band. $30 per person includes a buffet dinner. There's a cash bar. It's Saturday from 6 until 9 p.m., Pine Street in Cornwall. RSVP at 860-672-6874. The American Legion Auxiliary of Millerton on Sunday hosts their 14th annual Chili Cook-Off and Daytona 500 party. There'll be multiple raffles, including two golf packages to local golf clubs, People's Choice Award, and cash prizes for the top three chili entries. Your chili in a crock pot should be there at the American Legion Hall, Route 44 in Millerton, between 11 and noon. There's no entry fee for the contest. General admission to the party is $10 for adults and $5 for children under 12. For more information, 518-325-9889. The Kildonan School is holding an open house on Monday, February 19th, President's Day, at 6 p.m. Prospective students and families can enjoy a bowl of chili and learn about the academic year for Kildonan and Camp Dunnebeck programs from current students, teachers, and administrators. More information or registration at 845-373-2012. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 306.88 to 25,200.37. The NASDAQ starts off today 7256.43, and the S&P 500 at 2731.20. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.